Editor. Weeks prior to the onset of the pandemic, another round of consultations related to paid parking in Canmore's downtown core took place, and many residents and business owners engaged with the Town of Canmore administration to dialogue about the plan that was to be implemented in June 2020. 2 years later, the plan that's been posted on the TOC website is very different. As noted by town staff, free parking is not free of cost. With ever-increasing levels of usage on Canmore's infrastructure due to visitor traffic, looking to that demographic to help fund the costs of upkeep is not unreasonable. I do think that so long as the system offers ease of use for visitors, there will be very little friction. Indeed, as a downtown business owner, we have heard surprise from many of our shoppers to realize that they need not pay for parking. However, having reviewed the newly released paid parking plan after participating in the aforementioned consultations that took place, there are a few areas of concern I would like to bring forward. The concerns that arise are related to bus service, bicycle parking, and consideration for business operators and workers who must commute into town. I understand the town wishes to encourage people to ride the bus or bike, but there must first be sufficient bus service, both in terms of extended hours to serve workers, as well as seats available during peak times, and adequate bicycle parking. Neither is in place to allow local workers to get home safely after late shifts or to protect their property. Additionally, there needs to be recognition of and consideration for the staffing crisis currently being experienced in the Valley due to the lack of international workers and housing availability. Previously, it could have been termed affordable housing, but with the influx of remote workers to the area, the pool of accommodation available to those working in Canmore has been further decreased to an unsustainable level. A great and growing percentage of the downtown workforce is commuting into Canmore, and they should not be further penalized beyond the cost of gas and time sacrificed to get here, as they are currently keeping the businesses here operating. While the parking plan considers the visitors and town residents, it seems to have overlooked the needs of those who create Canmore's vibrant, engaging downtown core through both their existence and the taxes they pay, the businesses. Should those taxes not ensure consideration for their staff, regardless of the employee's residency status when it comes to parking? Laura Bedell, Canmore.